You're listening to the Take Imperfect Action podcast, and today I'm going to be sharing two steps that you can take stat if you want to have a breakthrough year in your business and in your life. So hold on to your butt and stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the Take Imperfect Action podcast. My name's Allison and I've been running my own businesses full-time for the last 10 years, which has allowed me to uplevel my life, my finances, and my mindset, and it all happened by taking imperfect action. My goal with this podcast is to help you step outside of your comfort zone by giving you specific action steps that you can take that'll grow your online business and positively impact your life. I love giving you the steps, the strategies, and the kick in the pants that you need to get growing in the right direction. So if you're looking to leave your perfectionism at the door in order to make a much bigger impact, then you've come to the right place. Thank you so much for being here. Now let the fun begin. Hello, friends. It is Allison from Wonderlast.com. Happy Monday. I hope you're having a great start to your week. I hope your Monday has gotten off to a kick butt start. I know that I have been pretty much buried in snow all weekend. I live in Kansas City, and Kansas City, like many other parts of the U.S. this past weekend, got hit by a snowstorm. But I am not complaining because I have secretly been hoping for a snowstorm. I've been so excited. I think that I'm an Eskimo at heart because we got maybe like 8 inches and it's been a winter wonderland. So I spent my weekend just running around in the snow, playing in the snow, laying in the snow, taking pictures of the snow, and pretty much doing all things snow. And thankfully, I have been really grateful because my power has stayed on. A lot of people lost their power. So that's a total bummer. But I am gratefully appreciating the fact that I have power and I've been able to enjoy the snow. So it was a great weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. And I am really excited to start this week with talking about something that I think is a perfect fit for January. And that is how to have a breakthrough year in your business and in your life. So this, just as a side note, this is the stuff we're going to be talking about is something that you can and should be doing all year long. It definitely does not have to be at the end of the year or at the very beginning of the year. But because we are in January, a lot of people just naturally have that like mindset of setting themselves up for the year and thinking about what they want to do during the year, what they want to accomplish, setting those New Year's resolutions, whatever you want to call them. So I thought today was the perfect time to share about this because for the past 3 years in my own business and my life, I have been really focused on having breakthrough years in my business. And I'm doing breakthrough in air quotes because when I say breakthrough, that really means whatever you can want it to mean. You get to define what a breakthrough looks like for you. So a breakthrough is something that at the end of the year, when it's December 31st, you look back on your year and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, this year was awesome. This year was amazing. I took it to the next level. That is a breakthrough year. So for example, last year, my number one goal was to have an inner breakthrough. So January 2018, I decided that my breakthrough would look like having an inner breakthrough because at that point I had been struggling with chronic anxiety and chronic just negative obsessive thoughts 24/7 almost for the past 20 years. So for me, I was like, you know what a breakthrough would look like if I could be sitting down on New Year's Eve, December 31st, and I feel like a different person. I'm not dealing with anxiety all the time and these constant negative thoughts. And so that was what a breakthrough would look like for me. And I'm excited to say that that totally happened. And I'll be doing a whole nother series on how I was able to get over my like constant anxieties. But that was for me a complete breakthrough year. And yes, I had some other goals set. Like I had some revenue. I had a revenue goal set for my business, a few other business and personal goals. But for me, that was what really defined my breakthrough year. And so a breakthrough can consist of any combination of things. For example, you might have a revenue goal that you really want to hit, where if you hit that goal, you'd be like, man, this is a breakthrough. Or it could be a combination of personal goals, like maybe you finally bought that dream house you've been imagining all your life, or maybe you finally wrote and published that book that has been sitting in your brain for the last 5 years, or maybe it looks like you hit a certain personal health goal, like maybe you ran your first full marathon, and for you, that is a breakthrough. So a breakthrough can be any combination of those things. And I think that it should be a combination of those things, because you don't just want to have like only business stuff and then like let your, you know, personal goals and stuff fall to the wayside. So it should be a combination of all of those things. And defining your breakthrough year goes above and beyond traditional goal setting. Because many times when we set goals, myself included for a long time, we tend to set goals without a whole lot of thought. Like we might pick goals that we think we should be choosing, or we think sound really good, or we'll just kind of set goals for the sake of setting goals without really actually thinking about those goals, versus setting goals that are fully aligned with what you truly want in your heart of hearts. And when we do set big goals, we also have a tendency to like overthink them and dumb them down, because the second we set this goal and we're like, yes, this would be awesome, then our mind immediately like goes into this endless thought loop of, oh, but how's it going to happen? Like, what are we going to do? Well, how are we going to make this happen? And then you start like going down the rabbit hole of, oh my gosh, I don't know how that's going to happen. And then you start dumbing down your goal because you want it to match how you think it's going to happen. And so when we are setting the breakthrough year and we're having a breakthrough year, you can't let your mind get ahead of itself. And then we, you know, you don't want to make it smaller, 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 because it is impossible. I mean, impossible to know the full picture. When you set a big goal, you don't have the full picture. You don't need the full picture. You only need the first step, not all of them. So that is what a breakthrough is. It's really something that leaves you at the end of the year like, this was next level. This was a breakthrough for me. So I'm getting so excited when I talk. When I get excited, I talk fast. So hopefully you can understand. Yeah, I have to like keep intentionally slowing myself down. So let's talk about how you can have a breakthrough year and life, both. They should both be intertwined. So how can you have a breakthrough year? There are several steps that I want to share, but because this is the Take Imperfect Action podcast and I want the episodes to be short and actionable, I'm going to share the first two big steps of having a breakthrough year, and those are number one, dream it, and step number two, do it. So having a breakthrough year starts with a crap ton of daydreaming and imagining, like sitting down and getting in your head. And this part is freaking fun. This is so much fun. You literally sit down and you daydream. Having a breakthrough year starts with using your imagination and getting clear on what is actually going on inside of your noggin. And a quote that I love about imagination is, one, I don't remember who said it. I have it written down because I love the quote so much, but I'm not actually sure who said it. It didn't come from my own mind. But life is images of the mind expressed. So when you think about it, like everything that we have right now, everything in your apartment or your house, things like airplanes and trucks and coffee and the mug maybe that you're holding right now, or the headphones that I'm wearing, all of these things started in someone's imagination. They started in someone's imagination first, and then they came. So I love that quote. And another quote that I love about imagination is Albert Einstein. And he said that the imagination is the greatest creative force. You must be willing to go where your imagination and your desires take you. And I love these quotes because I truly believe this is where anything big, a breakthrough truly happens, is inside your head. Daydreaming and using your imagination might come easily to you, or maybe it doesn't. I do realize that some people are, is that the right brain that is the imagination? I think that's the right brain, like the, you know, daydreamy woo side, and then the left brain is the more analytical side. So I do realize that maybe this might come naturally to you, or maybe it doesn't come naturally to you. But the point is that you are totally capable, and the imagination is just like any other muscle. It's something that you can get better with practice. So I know for me, I have always been obsessed with imagining things. My entire childhood can pretty much be summed up by me playing imaginary games by myself. Like, I would be in the backyard pretending that I was Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and I would have this whole imaginary town set up in the backyard, and I like carried around this basket pretending like I was in the movie, and I would be like twirling around singing, and literally in my head I was in the movie Beauty and the Beast. Or like, I was also in love with doing gymnastics, so I would pretty much imagine that my backyard was a giant arena, and I would pretend that I was in this big competition, and I would just set it all up in my mind and pretend like I was in this amazing gymnast, even though I was not really good at all. But I, in my mind, I was like an awesome gymnast, and that for me pretty much sums up my childhood. I'm sure my neighbors were very entertained. So maybe it comes naturally, maybe it doesn't, but the very, very first step to having that breakthrough is to sit down and daydream about what that, exactly what your breakthrough looks like. It's about getting really, 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 really clear on what you actually want and screwing the how for now. So many people, it sounds so simple, but so many people don't actually get clear on what they actually want. And then they're wondering why they're not like happy or fulfilled, or they don't have things that maybe they want because they never took the time to sit down and actually get super clear on what it is that they want. So that's the first step. So every year before I do my planning, before I crack open my bullet journal or Trello and start, you know, writing down goals and action steps and getting my business stuff all figured out, before I do any of that, I literally pick a day to dream. And I will go somewhere that inspires me. Maybe that is my apartment at the time. Maybe it's a coffee shop that makes me feel inspired. Maybe it's sitting outside in nature, depending on the time of the year, if it's not freezing. But I literally set aside a day to dream, and I set aside at least an hour where I'm not being interrupted. I don't have any notifications on my phone. I just turn that off and I don't feel rushed. And I just sit there and I just start daydreaming about what it is that I actually want. What would a breakthrough look like? What would 12 months from now, what would I have? What would I be doing in order for me to consider that a breakthrough year? And then I move on to step number two, which is to do it. So I'm daydreaming for at least an hour and I'm writing it down, by the way, just kind of like stream of consciousness writing, just writing down whatever comes to mind. I'm not overthinking it. I'm just writing down what it is that I want. What does it look like? I've written it all down. Usually my handwriting's so bad I can barely read it. And then step number two, do it. So then I look at, okay, this is a breakthrough. Like, these are the things that I want. And then I come up with 3 to 5 main goals that are in line with that breakthrough year. And I remember and remind myself that I do not need to know all of the steps. I literally write down 3 to 5 main goals and then a couple of actions if they are available. Like, if I know some actions that I can take to move me towards those goals, I'll write them down. Sometimes I really don't know how I'm going to achieve them, so I'll just try and think of one thing. I'm not trying to come up with the full picture. I'm just writing down maybe 1 or 2 action steps that I know that I could take that would start moving me towards those 2 to 3 to 5 main goals, and those main goals are in line with my breakthrough year. And then I further break everything down. So for you, if you would like to take action on this, I have 2 action steps that I want you to take within the next 48 hours, if not today, but within the next 48 hours. Number one is I want you to set aside at least 45 minutes. This is important. You can't try and cram it into 15 minutes. I want you to set aside at least 45 minutes to daydream. And it's really, really key that you go somewhere, whether that's at home, outside, at a coffee shop, wherever, you go somewhere where you feel inspired, you turn off all the distractions, and you are not feeling pressured like, oh crap, you know, I gotta be available for this, and I only have this like 30 minutes of time. You can't feel rushed. You have to set aside a chunk of time where you're gonna feel good, because that is the key to letting all of the creative juices in your imagination start flowing. So set aside 45 minutes minimum to do some daydreaming and literally write down just everything that you can think of that you want, that you would love to make happen, that would be a total breakthrough for you if you're picturing yourself 12 months from now, screwing the how for now. And then when you are done with your daydreaming session, remember, this should be fun, like have fun with it. Remember what Einstein said, your imagination is like the greatest creative tool that you have. Then write down 3 to 5 main goals that are in line with your breakthrough. And remember, you don't need to know all the steps. You don't have to know all the steps. It is impossible to know all the steps. Just write down 3 to 5 main goals that would act as stepping stones for you to get towards that breakthrough year. And if you can think of like 1 or 2 immediate tiny little action steps that would move you towards those main 3 to 5 goals, then write those down and take them. And then the more steps you take, the more clarity that you're gonna get on the next steps to take. So in order to keep this episode short and actionable, I don't even know how long I've been talking, like 20 minutes or so. I try to keep each episode at about 15 to 20 minutes. So if you want more steps and you want like more info on like the planning process and how I do my year, I'll link you to a free masterclass that I have in the show notes or in the caption, depending on where you're watching or listening to this. I'll link you to a free masterclass where I talk more about my planning, but those are 2 steps that I want you to take sometime within the next 48 hours. And I would love for you to share with me in the comments or via instant message or tag me, whatever. I would love for you to share with me what a breakthrough year would look like for you. Share with me like 1 big goal that would be a total breakthrough for you. Like get accountable, put it out there. I would be honored to hear it. I think it's really exciting when you are able to not just come up with the goals and you're daydreaming and you're thinking of things, but to also share it. It just makes it more real the second that you get it out there. So please, please, please share with me what a breakthrough year would look like for you. I'm on Instagram at Wonderlass or on Facebook, Wonderlass Blog. Tag me, you can DM me on Instagram, whatever. I don't care how you reach out to me. I want to hear what a breakthrough year would look like for you. But these are literally 2 steps that you can take with like an hour of time that are going to move you ahead of like loads where you were before. Having this clarity on what you actually want and a couple steps to get there is amazing. And also, complete little side note, but because this podcast is in diapers, it's brand new, it's a little baby podcast, I am trying to get some reviews on iTunes because that helps my podcast get seen, and I genuinely want to hear your feedback because this podcast is for you and it's new. So I would love, 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 love your feedback. So I created a really cool freebie for those of you who leave me a review on iTunes. It is literally a 24-page PDF of my top 10 most valuable business lessons that I have learned over the past 5+ years. And I don't just detail the business lessons, but I also give you an actionable step that you can take to actually apply that lesson to your own business and to your own life to get results. So if you want that freebie, and you don't even have to get on my list, all you literally do is go to iTunes, leave my podcast a review, the Take Imperfect Action podcast, and then once you leave a review, just screenshot it and send that screenshot to my team and I at the email, which is customersuccess@wonderlass.com. When we get your screenshot, we're gonna email you a link where you can download that freebie, and I hope you find it super helpful. I literally tried to rack my brain. There are so many things that I've learned in the last 5-10 years, and I narrowed it down to 10 that have been the most impactful. So I want to share those with you, and I want to give you steps that you can take to actually apply those lessons for yourself. So that is all I have for today. I hope you're having a wondrous day. I hope you have a wondrous week. Go do those two action steps and please share with me your breakthrough year. And I will look forward to seeing you in the next episode. You might not be able to see, but I'm dancing right now. I'm dancing. Wait, don't go just yet. If you enjoyed today's episode, then I would really appreciate you letting me know by taking a second to leave me a review on iTunes, because your reviews helps my podcast get seen by more people, which allows me to keep the good stuff coming. And if you aren't already following me on social media, then you can get extra tips and inspiration over on Instagram by searching at Wonderlass or by visiting my website, wonderlass.com. You are freaking awesome, and I am so excited to connect with you more in the next episode. In the meantime, go forth and kick some butt.